Rhode Island dad claims he saw Bigfoot in Connecticut.
Sure you did. Sure.
Can we do a little segment? Like, what's the weird thing you believe in?
Okay.
Okay.
I believe in aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Real. People crack a smile when I say it. I thought my friend and I saw a spaceship. Right. And it followed us when we were kids.
Right. You guys weren't...
We weren't high.
Okay, second.
Nope. Nope, weren't high.
Yeah.
And then one of Chaz's friends in Vegas is a flat earther.
Oh, okay. No.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you live in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vegas is flat, sure.
Yeah. Now, if it was flat...
That's what I'm saying. Look at any direction.
If it was flat, cats be pushing things off the edge.
Yeah. So it's just, you know. And it's funny when he told me that. He had that little smirk on his face, like, I know.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel Let me way. Have it.
Okay.
You know, get ready out. For the mock.
Yeah.
The mocking. Yeah, so Rhode Island dad said he was at a remote cabin in Connecticut after the 4th of July. He claims he came face-to-face with a Bigfoot.
Huh.
Hmm.
Here's why I don't believe in this.
Why is that?
By this time, with all the cameras...
Right. Nothing picked him up?
We'd have more evidence.
Maybe ring
it's
camera
always
somewhere.
A grainy, stupid picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very rare they're seen. They would be seen more. There's too many people in the United States to not see these things all the time.
Seriously, you want to catch Bigfoot? Throw a bunch of Legos on the floor.
Yeah, and it's like, is there just one? I always hear it's like, oh, I saw Bigfoot.
Right, it's going to be big feet.
A few?
Many.
So he answered everyone's question, confirming the mythical creatures have no breasts.
Oh, how you tell those hair?
I never once thought about this. No. I didn't realize this was something everyone wondered about.
Right, Bigfoot and that big boob.
That was everyone's question?
Right.
Right, it wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine either.
Bigfoot needs a waxing.
Kevin Klimas was driving home from a friend's holiday weekend rental in Volantown. Volantown.
Volantown. Yeah.
Volantown?
Uh-huh.
Where is that?
That's, east by the casino. Like Rhode Island border.
Near the casino. Okay. When something huge and hairy suddenly bolted across the road just past the cabin's dirt driveway.
Probably a bouncer.
Making the dad freeze behind the wheel. This according to a local newspaper.
Could be a bear.
What crossed in front of his headlights, he insists, wasn't a bear, as it stood roughly 8 feet tall.
Big bear.
Oh.
Walked on two legs and was covered head to toe in matted, greasy brown hair.
Oh. All right, so need a shower.
The beast also had no visible genitalia or any other anatomy signifying its sex.
Well, was that hairy? How are you going to find the genitalia?
No cleavage. Got it.
Right.
Okay, here's the problem I have immediately is he knows a lot of details for something that just flashed across his...
Yeah.
At dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No genitalia.
Night,
yeah.
Through headlights.
Right.
Yeah. No breasts, no dick.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? Hello?
Right.
Like, I'd be like, yeah, I was big and hairy.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. I saw it for a brief moment. 8 foot tall, stood on both legs.
No breasts.
Right, no breasts, yeah.
No wiener.
Right.
He yelled out, hey, what's your cup size? Right. Said, I don't have them.
Right. Had an ankle bracelet. I don't know, yeah.
What size shoes do you wear, man?
Right. I think it was a French woman.
Quote, there were no boobs.
Except for the one behind the wheel.
He told the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, a group founded in 1995, that is dedicated to investigating Sasquatch sightings across the United States. Klimas described the creature's legs as being shorter than its torso, while its arms hung down past its knees.
Oh, I knew a kid like that in school and gym.
With an 8 to 9 foot wingspan fully outstretched.
Huh.
That was his guess.
So
he picked up a lot of freaking details for a guy who was like, it was dark, it was 4th of July. Who's sober 4th of July at
Seriously,
night?
Yeah.
Okay, there's my first question.
Right.
And then it's night and you're in a driveway, it's dark, you got headlights on, and this thing flashes across the driveway,
right.
And you got no boobs, no wiener, 8 foot knuckle dragging, leg right. shorter than
Short
torso,
yep.
matted, greasy brown.
Right.
Get out of here.
Odd pinky. I don't know.
Wow. Missing one tooth.
He also said that the creature had a cone shaped head and minimal hair on its face.
Oh.
And walked like a human. It crossed the road in just 2 steps before disappearing.
Wow.
So in 2 steps.
Right, with those short legs.
He got that it's 8.5 feet tall.
Right.
shorter legs than the torso.
Right.
Arms, 8 to 9 foot wingspan.
Right.
Matted, greasy hair. No boobs. No wiener.
Right.
Not a lot of hair on the face. You got all that at night, July 4th, headlights, two steps.
Actually, gets it from his Tinder profile.
Oh, I believe we have a Bigfoot story on the phone. Steve and Vernon.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
So, me and my buddy worked at the same place together, a brick company. He's on his way to work one day. We'd go to work at like 5 in the morning. He gets to work, and he says, dude, he goes, I just saw Bigfoot. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
He goes, I stopped at the light, and it ran across the intersection right in front of me. And he goes, it turned and looked at me. It saw that I saw him. So I floored it, and I'm thinking he's going to chase me down and jump in the back of my truck to get me.
Right.
I'm like, gee, you're crazy. So we have a meeting. All the department heads are in there, and they go around to each person, and we go over our department. So when he gets done in front of the president and all this stuff, I look at him, and I said, Bruce, tell him. He goes, what? Tell him what happened.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, tell him.
Tells him the story. Everybody gets quiet. I raise my hand. And I say, I think Bruce needs a drug test.
Bruce needs a penis cup.
He set Bruce up.
Nice.
Poor Bruce.
He's like, dude, you're supposed to be my friend. Why would you do that?
I am your friend. This is an intervention.
So, anyways, that's my Bigfoot story.
Very good.
Nice. I love that he's still laughing just as hard now about it.
Wrestle unemployed, yep.
Thank you, man. I don't believe in him.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No deer cam picked him up.
Right.
And there's an answer for this they have. Like, it could sense the cameras there or something.
Oh,
like,
really?
It avoids the camera.
Oh, it's got powers.
But
now?
It runs right through an intersection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It runs right through an intersection. So no speed cameras are picking it up.
Right,
no flock cameras are picking it up.
Right,
no
red
doorbell.
Camera.
None of these. There's a zillion Ring cameras.
Surveillance is everywhere.
In every different direction.
Yeah. Satellite can't pick them up?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not to mention no bones. No remains
bones.
Ever.
Yeah.
They live forever.
No remains.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
And I would guess they have a hearty appetite. They'd be like, wow, who ate that deer?
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. It's like a couple pieces left, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, something big here.
Maybe it's a vegetarian,
okay.
But like, why aren't like whole gardens wiped out?
Yeah.
Why is it just like the amount a chipmunk would eat?
Where my eggplants go, yeah.
His description also matches that provided by a man and his aunt who reported seeing a nearly identical Sasquatch in October 2019, not far from the most recent encounter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the Bigfoot people are like, this is a level one confirmed sighting. You know, they're all into it, and they're saying yes, yes, yes. What is this audio we have? This is supposed to be Bigfoot?
Supposedly confirmed by whatever the agency is that
Yeah.
It
is a weird sound.
That's the sound when you had chicken wings, hot wings, and you go pee afterwards and you wash your hands first.
I thought I recognized that sound.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
All right, in this Dumbass News, we're kind of calling ourselves out here. These are the dumb things we believe in.
Yes.
Or the... You know, the things you don't go around and when you just meet someone, say, oh, hi, I'm Chaz. I believe in aliens.
Yeah, you don't reveal it right away. Yeah. You wait a while.
You wait a while.
Yeah.
Those beliefs that you kind of keep to yourself.
Keep hidden for a while, for a special moment.
Okay, mine, aliens.
Aliens, right.
AJ, yours?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yes, because I did see one here. And every morning on the way into work, when I'm walking into the building, I say hello to this person.
It's not a person.
It's a person.
It's not a person.
It's a person. It's Ralph.
It's the guy.
It's not a person when it leaves the body.
Okay, that's
it's
a
not
spirit.
A person.
The spirit. I talk to the ghost. I say hello to Ralph. I even say wish him a nice weekend. Thank you. where's that watchmaker guy? Hey man, I saw him.
No. You know what? There's no judging here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
but you know.
The sound effects though. No judging, just sound effects.
Just a stray jacket in the corner.
Right.
How do you know his name? Does he have a name tag?
Because one of our ghost people saw him also and said his name was Ralph.
Oh, I remember that. He used to be a custodian here,
right?
He's
the guy who used to work here many years ago when the building first opened. Yep.
I see him on the weekends when I'm alone sometimes.
Yep. He's a handsome man.
I said no judging.
You did say that. Yes, you did say that. Yeah.
Okay. So we have my son's friend is a flat earther.
Flat earther, yes.
Which seems to me easy to untangle that one.
Yeah. It's like a trip.
Pictures from satellites with the curvature.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, what is this globe?
We faked all of this.
Yeah, but he's sitting on a globe and
everyone.
Say flat. Yeah.
Everyone's faked it all.
Right.
And why? Like, why would they do it?
What's the point?
What is the point?
Right. Yeah. The folks in Australia have really good gravity.
And how come people aren't just gone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Off the side of the planet. Right.
Exactly. No judging.
Mine doesn't feel that weird.
No judging.
No judging. Right.
No judging.
Only sound effects. No judging. Yes. Right.
Okay. So we wrote down. We got aliens.
The aliens. Yes.
Okay. No one's called in with Bigfoot.
No.
Well, we got the guy in Connecticut from Rhode Island who said, "I saw Bigfoot." It's like, no, you didn't.
No.
All right. So we got aliens. We got ghosts.
You saw my Sicilian grandmother.
Aliens, ghosts, flat Earth. All right. What else weird that you believe in?
Yeah.
The evil eye. That's a cultural thing.
What is that?
Oh. Well, that's an Italian culture.
The Moloik.
The bad eye. Some people put like a curse on you.
Right.
And there's, in my family, you can, to learn how to repel it, clear someone, you can only learn the prayer or the spell on Christmas Eve at midnight. Crazy. But
wait,
I want to.
What?
There's a prayer at midnight
to clear somebody.
You do a little, you get a dish of water and you put the oil in it. And if the, like, if it does something, it, yeah, it separates.
You dip the bread in it.
Someone has a curse on it.
No judging.
I'll be back with the spell one day.
I love that with some focaccia.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. All right, the Moloik.
Yeah. That's why you have to have that horn hanging in your car.
No, I wear a pepper. I don't have it on today. Someone's cursing me.
Yeah.
But you wear the pepper.
Wait,
the
so
pepper,
it's like a pepper and the horn?
It looks like a horn.
It's a pepper.
Yeah, it's a pepper.
And that keeps off the evil.
In the hand?
The Moloik, yeah.
Yeah, you can only do the hand gesture.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Moloik.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And then to prevent people to be like, I'm watching you, I'm putting the evil eye on you, you just do this.
All these years.
What? Oh.
Let somebody know.
Monkeys
like, watch
do
out
that.
Them. Yeah.
Right. I've seen apes do it.
Right. I did it once.
I think they're sending a different message when they do that.
Right. I was told something totally different. Two words. Once was it?
Blazing Jay.
Hey, how about the 2020 election being rigged for President Biden there, who never was really president?
I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Yeah. One's more believable stuff.
No,
yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was attempted comedy.
One,
it failed.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an attempt at comedy.
Oh, I took it that way.
James and Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
I'm going to say Jeffrey Epstein is still alive.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Epstein.
Right. In Dubai, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we could talk about whether or not that was, he actually hung himself or if that was an inside job.
Did you ever see the air cleaner?
Of him?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, some people really think he's still out there and stuff.
Yeah, there were a couple pictures of a guy living his best life in Florida, babe.
Right.
Yeah. And he looks exactly like him.
Right.
Like exactly like him.
Right.
So people
awkward.
Yell out to him, Jeffrey. And when he turns, they're like, see, it's proof.
Right.
It's like you're standing 2 feet from me yelling in my ear. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, seriously.
Talking about the weird thing you believe is true.
Yes.
Right. It started with a guy from Rhode Island who was in Connecticut and says he saw Bigfoot.
Yeah, across the road. No boobs.
Got a lot of details for
Italia.
Yeah, just ran right across the.
Yeah, long arms, Capricorn.
Of the car.
Yep.
So I have aliens. I believe in aliens.
Yes.
AJ, ghosts.
Ghosts, yes. I've seen it.
Young Chaz has a friend who is a flat earther.
Yes.
Emily believes in the Maloik.
The Maloik. Evil eye.
We had an Epstein is still alive.
Yes.
Wait, did he say he believes that? He believes it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he believes it.
Jody?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. So I have like a couple like different things, AJ. I'm on board with you with the spirit thing.
Thank you.
My uncle, like years ago when I was a kid, my uncle killed himself upstairs. My parents had an apartment building.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It was awful. And his my aunt and the kids were downstairs where we are.
Horrible.
You know, in our yeah, it was terrible.
I'm sorry. Can you say something else to bring the show down even more?
No, sorry. But I believe that he was in the house. The house was very old. We had some unexplained things. Like it was very old. My house was hundreds of years old when I was a kid. So, anyways.
Well, it's still hundreds of years old.
Thing.
Right. Didn't walk with equity, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said it was like a slave thing because we had this weird thing that came and there was like these.
You're throwing everything at the wall. The I mean, I think a suicide inside the house is enough to say you have ghosts.
You have a spirit
like
in the house, yeah.
Stories that were around about it. But anyway, yeah. That's not what I was going with. But I do believe in the spirit thing.
Hold it. So you mean year, all I, of that I and that's not what you're calling in?
Yeah, I know, right?
So what do you believe in?
Are you married?
No.
Are you married?
No, I was married, but
okay.
When I was selling my house last year, my cat and I were the only ones left there. We're moving. We only got a couple things left.
Right.
And the bed was there, you know? So the cat was laying on the bed. It's only me and the cat.
Right.
So all of a sudden I heard something and she heard it too. Somebody said like a full sentence. Like out in the hallway.
Get the cat out of the bed.
And I know I'm not.
No, I think the person said, "Would you finish the story?"
Get the get to the point.
I tell you, because animals see stuff that we don't.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's why the Egyptian worship cats. They can see the other world.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. So she popped up and looked out the door. Same time I was like, and then she looked at me like, "Did you hear that shit?"
Did you hear this stuff? Did you hear this stuff? Did you hear this stuff?
Cats don't curse. Yeah.
All right, Jody, I gotta go here.
Yeah, we got other believers out there.
All right.
But thank you.
Anyways, right. that's one thing.
All right, cool. Thank you. Woo.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Okay, that's the point. Thank God you
finish the story.
Okay, she's gone now.
Oh, all of that was all good. It was just a lot.
Yeah. Condensing down. Brevity. Brevity here.
Joe.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello,
morning,
Joe. Joe.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
I don't know. Do you believe this 3 million Epstein file? Who wrote all these files?
It's a lot of writing.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I have an ale file.
I don't know who wrote all these files, and how much time does this person have to write 3 million files?
Apparently a lot of time. Maybe they're doing time. You never know.
It has been going on for years.
I think aliens did.
Right.
So it's not like overnight.
They're saying, you know, it depends on the conspiracy hole you want to go down, that he was doing some work for the CIA, getting these people photographed in compromising photographs.
Right.
And then, you know, now you can get stuff
leverage
out of them.
Leverage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, blackmail.
Yeah.
So what's your thing that you believe that you think is weird? The weird thing you believe.
The weird thing I believe there is aliens.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm with you on that
one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that too.
Definitely.
And who knows? Maybe we're the aliens.
Yeah. Maybe we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they're living among us.
You never know. Those are the perfect people.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Maybe they use antennas for feet.
Antennas for feet? They be walking their heads?
AJ would figure that out. No. He'll look into it.
You're not involving me in this! Silence!
They communicate.
Oh, my God.
I already had that last week.
Wait a minute. Feet for antennas?
Yeah.
Antennas for feet?
For feet, right. Yes. Yeah, so they have feet in their heads.
Five dimensions for five toes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You're not operating a vehicle right now, are you?
Sorry, you've earned it.
Yeah, we're not judging, though. Just sound effects.
No judging.
Just sound effects.
We're not judging. No. We're all sharing the weird thing we believe.
Exactly. And this is wholesome.
Ed?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning, Ed.
I'm not a flat earther, but a flat earther asked me this question, and it made me think and question everything.
Okay.
If it is daytime in America, it's nighttime in Japan, correct?
I'm assuming.
That's what we're taught?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Then why could I see the moon during the day but not the sun at night?
Because they're in opposite areas of the sky.
Right.
Hmm.
But the moon's out over Japan right now, but I'm looking out my back window and I see the moon in my sky.
But maybe the moon's low in the horizon in Japan so they can't see it yet.
Yeah, what she said, yeah.
What was that deal you would make when you were a kid, like with the coat hanger?
With the dioramas?
The planets.
Yeah, with the dioramas.
Did you ever do one of those, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, do one of those, right, and then get back.
But what's your answer? Why could I see the moon during the day but not at night?
Yeah, you're not my boss.
Yeah, I think you need to hop on a flight in Japan right now to tell me what the moon looks
I'm
like
I'm guessing
now.
Special powers.
Well, right. I could see it on cameras on TV. I could see the Japan moon.
Right. The Japan moon, is it different than ours?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because I can see the moon over my house, but I can also see the moon
It's probably more efficient.
I need to be high for this convo.
Talking about the guy from Rhode Island who claims to have seen Bigfoot in Connecticut.
Yes.
And then we thought, all right, well, we all believe weird things.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. It's Chaz and AJ in the morning. I believe in aliens. Yep. AJ's ghosts.
Yep.
Emily's ghosts. I know a flat earther. Let's see, what else? The Maloik.
The Maloik.
There's that.
Maloik.
And then the Epstein stuff. 877-764-2535 if you would like to participate. No judgment. James and Seymour.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, James.
This one's secondhand. I hope that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, why not?
So, my cousin, it's not Bigfoot, but it's pretty close. My cousin swears he was in the woods in Southbury one night, and he saw this 9-foot-tall beast that he claims was the loup-garou.
The loup-garou?
Hmm? Loup-garou. It's a French werewolf thing.
Oh.
I don't know. We all think he was under the influence of alcohol that night.
Maybe, yeah. You never know.
But, yeah, the loup-garou.
The loup-garou.
Loup-garou. Yeah.
Loup-garou. So, I'll spell it if you want.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loup-garou.
Loup-garou. The loup-garou.
Loup-garou.
Loup-garou, yes.
Loup-garou.
Right. Never heard of a loup-garou before.
Never heard of it.
Interesting.
I didn't hear of it before this either.
Right. And does it like bite people in the neck or something like that? Or like, what does a loup-garou do? It crush your grapes, McWine? I have no idea.
It's a huge werewolf. It eats people.
Oh, okay. And somehow you're the person you know didn't get eaten by the loup-garou.
Picturing somehow Hugh Jackman as a werewolf.
As Wolverine.
No, but there's no judgment here.
None.
We're not going to mock anyone.
No, I'm just trying to investigate here. Yeah.
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 So, that's pretty wild.
Right.
That is.
I guess it was full at the time.
You know, I knew someone who went on a camping trip with some guys and had a long conversation around the campfire with a ghost named Bob.
Oh.
And I said, how did everybody else at the camp react to Bob? And he said, they were all passed out drunk.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
Right.
I got it.
You saw a different kind of spirits. They had different spirits going to their head. This person knocked them out.
Spirits were involved.
Right. Got it.
All right. James, thank you.
Of course.
All right, so we got loup-garou. We're going to write that one down.
That's a different one.
Loup-garou.
Imported. Listen by the wine trail.
John Paul.
Hey. What's happening?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What the loup-garou?
Yes.
What was he smoking?
No, there's no judgment.
Not judging.
And he didn't see it. His friend saw it.
It was secondhand. Like
his friend saw it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get that. But the guy that was on the phone earlier with the moon over Japan or the sun over Japan.
Right.
I've traveled all over the place. But we're twisting in our time and space. And that's why you could see the moon during the day in the morning, you know, and you can't, you could see it. So we're going into our fall solstice.
Yeah.
And it's coming. And the only other time you could see it is a 3 month ago. But I had a call in. But the Lukaroo.
What was that noise?
You playing tennis?
Like in a lollipop?
No, that's me driving down the Whitney Avenue to Humphrey Street to a project.
Oh.
And,
gotcha.
Yeah, I don't really have time for this, but I had a call in. And I
appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you saw so many questions as I had. Yeah.
Did you hear recently it's been discussed Einstein believes all time happens all at the same time?
Really?
Yeah, different parallels.
Oh my God. Our time and space,
busy.
Mean, we're just particles here. And, oh, the alien thing, we're not, you know, they're beings. They're not aliens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beings, right? Yes, they're beings.
All right, let me scratch
beings.
That out.
Beings. Right, right.
Beings.
Right. Sentient beings.
Yes. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like pork and beans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Baked beans are nice. Beans. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Beans. Red beans.
Fucking break balls.
Okay. Hold on.
Not breaking balls.
I had to hit the dump button.
I hear
no,
you.
We're just repeating you. We're not breaking your balls. Don't be so sensitive.
You guys are great. No, that's what I do.
I hear you. Oh, you do that. He's the bee buster. Gotcha.
You guys are great. I've been on like the serious, but just, oh my God. So I was at the Dave Matthews Show.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
Did you smoke a joint this morning?
Are you still high from it?
You smoked the talkative weed.
No way. No way.
Sativa.
No way. Yeah. Uh-uh. Well, it's business time right now. I'm working.
Right, of course.
And, yeah. Yeah.
You sound business.
I believe you because you called it business time.
On Whitney Avenue.
Yeah.
John Paul, we got to go.
Yeah, man. But
this
thank you.
Great. Go ahead. Enjoy. Enjoy your morning.
You
enjoy your
morning.
Joint.
Be safe. Yes.
Have fun at business time.
It's rock and roll time.
I loved it.
There's no judging.
None.
Everyone's welcome.
Yep.
The weird thing you believe, Dean.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm not sure what the heck that guy believed in, though. what about the CERN, the Hadron Collider, and us skipping dimensions and the Mandela effect from 2012?
Oh.
Yeah, like the Mandela effect as far as like Ed McMahon, for example. Do you remember him coming to the doorsteps with the Publishers Clearinghouse?
Yes, of course. I waited for him for weeks. Yeah.
I looked it up, and it said it didn't happen. That never happened. The man never worked for the Publishers Clearinghouse.
He never did.
Stuff like that.
Just a spokesperson, though.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, I looked it up, and it said he wasn't. Yeah.
Really?
Who said he wasn't?
Wikipedia?
Well, Google. Google, of course.
Oh, Google, yeah. If it's on the internet, it has to be true, yeah.
On the old internet, yeah. Right. Well, I tried to look a little further into it, but, you know, there's more. You know, the cornucopia on your Fruit of the Looms?
Right.
It's not there.
It's not.
I remember it being there.
Hold yeah, they're yeah, not there, never been there.
Did Ed McMahon ever work for Publishers Bears. Clearinghouse?
Right.
Wait, what about the Berenstein Bears?
I don't know. Well, the Fruit of Loom guys, I'm still worried about those guys.
Or was it Stein?
Yeah.
There's different spellings. I don't know. When you look it up.
Ed McMahon never worked for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Right.
See? I remember that clear as day.
He was the longtime spokesman for American Family Publishers, a competing magazine subscription.
Gotcha.
So what are you saying? That there was some kind of a bump in time that changes our everything that happened?
When they turned on the Hadron Collider, supposedly we like slipped dimensions.
Oh, really?
Light changes.
So it impacted.
I felt different.
That's pretty. I love these things.
This is awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to. Here's my rabbit hole today.
Right?
I know.
What do I got to write really down to start going? Phil?
The millennial generation is all about Sinbad's movie Shazam, which never happened.
Thank God.
But collectively, everyone who's like under the age of 40 is like, no, that movie existed. I saw trailers for it all the time. You can't tell me that movie just never happened. He makes jokes about it on his Instagram, and people are like, this isn't funny. Like, you're gaslighting an entire generation.
Even Pikachu supposedly had a black tip at the end of his tail, and it's not there. So I don't know. I remember the black tip. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff like little things like that. They're just popping up everywhere.
Oh, what a great way to end this segment. This is the best call because this is the rabbit hole I'm going down. What do I have to look up to find it? What did you say it was?
The Mandela effect is we'll get you.
No, but what was the collider that was turned on?
The Hadron Collider. That's CERN. That's in Geneva. That's where they're mashing atoms together. And it's where they found the God particle.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Tried to recreate.
What if God was one of
bang.
Us? Just a stranger on the bus.
Mm. Yeah, look that up.
You'll the Hadron Collider.
One hand clapping.
In Geneva.
Mm-hmm. Like Genoa.
And they turned it off recently, and supposedly they're going to turn it back on in 3 or 4 years. And
oh.
It kind of comes full circle, too, because a lot of people believe that that slip in time, if you believe that, is how Bigfoot can go from, like, one universe to another, and people can't see him.
We've come full circle.
I'm trying to bring it together, Dean. I know you don't want to believe that one. That's fine. But
I do believe that. Oh, no.
Oh, he does! Okay.
Even.